Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Archaeological digs can tell us much about our ancestors and history. Professor Antonio Sagona from the University of Melbourne tells us about his findings at a World War I battle site in Turkey.
The Gallipoli campaign of 1915 is one of the most significant battles of the First World War, fought to secure the Dardanelles, the narrow strait that separates Europe from Asia, and in 1915, the Ottoman Turks from their German and Austria-Hungarian allies. A multidisciplinary project comprising researchers from Australia, New Zealand, and Turkey is conducting the first ever survey of the 1915 battlefield at Anzac, the best preserved site of World War I. The evolving trench system, including tunnels, dugouts, and terraces, is gradually coming to light. At its closest point, no man's land that separated the Anzac and Ottoman front lines was just over 30 feet wide. Among the most interesting features discovered are the remains of an Ottoman kitchen, distinguished by a heap of handmade bricks and nearby dugouts and terraces. Historical sources reveal that Ottoman soldiers were fed soup in the morning, 62 grams of meat per day, and meals largely comprising chickpeas, lentils, and beans. They had very few fresh vegetables, but were given rations of raisins, dry figs, or nuts. In contrast, the Anzac soldiers ate largely processed food, comprising bully beef, jam, and hard biscuits. Our survey corroborates these historical snapshots. We have recorded many tin cans on the Anzac side, but not a single one on the Ottoman side. The project is providing the most detailed map of the Anzac battlefield, an exceptionally well-preserved site. Distributional patterns of earthworks and battle-related artifacts will enable a fuller understanding of the 1915 campaign, including evidence for day-to-day individual behavior on the battlefield. The survey will continue until 2015, the centenary of the Anzac campaign.
That was the University of Melbourne's Antonio Sagona.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.